107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. This is a very special week, and we're so pleased that Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron, could join us with all the details. Ryan, good to see you on a beautiful day.
Oh, yeah. We're so glad to be here and a week to celebrate our volunteers. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Volunteers make the difference in so many organizations and, of course, right here in our community.
Yeah, we're really pleased to be able to give a shout out to volunteers this week. I don't think people really understand how integral volunteers are to not-for-profit organizations. The vast majority of our not-for-profit organizations are largely run by volunteers.
Yeah.
In this region, many of them are small.
Yep, exactly.
And, you know, it's the board of directors that are not only being the board, but they're also doing the day-to-day work. And so the larger the organization, of course, the more duties are split. But volunteers, nonetheless, even in larger organizations, are doing a lot of heavy lifting for us. You know, for us, we have about 600 volunteers across Perth and Huron.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big number.
It is, yeah. And so the United Way, even though it's a little larger organization than some, cannot do it without the heavy lifting that our volunteers do, whether that's for fundraising, because almost 500 of those people are helping us with fundraising every year, or it's the day-to-day stuff on the board or the advisory committees for United Housing, whatever it is. We have volunteers doing so many things, and we're so thankful for it.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you mentioned something like that. You know, volunteers, the hours that volunteers are putting in is phenomenal. They not only, of course, are helping out with events, but they can also make a difference and help out with things like the board or what have you,
sure,
or advisory committees.
We're so grateful. Like, when I look around and just see the kind of people that raise their hand to say, can I help? And then I get to know them. It's one of the beautiful things about my job is having coffee with somebody who wants to volunteer. And I have the privilege often when new people come to town, they move in, they want to get involved, and, you know, I'll help them, you know, find a place, whether it's with our organization or another. And it's a really privileged place to be in, because these people will come not only from our community who want to volunteer, but outside, who are coming back for the first time maybe, and say they've been a professional in some industry and they can bring that skill here. Or maybe they're just the kind of person that loves to do the heavy lifting at an event. You know, whatever it is, there's so many opportunities for people to give.
Yeah, for some people to think, oh, you know, they don't need my volunteering, you know, skills or whatever. You can make a difference.
Absolutely.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, and sometimes people think, you know, the only thing that not-for-profit organizations are looking for is money. And it's just not true. We need talent. We need people who are willing to give their time and energy to make a difference in our community. And we'd love to have people of all ages, right? It's so great when we find younger people who can spare the time. It's a little harder maybe if you've got a young family or you're just beginning your career. But I tell you, it's really rewarding. And I was one of the anomalies, always the young guy on the board. Now I'm the old guy, but, you know, I was on boards when I was in my 20s, yeah. and I learned so much, you know, and it's both ways. What you give, you receive from, too.
Yeah. Do you want to do some shout-outs? I mean, there's so many people, you know, so many wonderful
people. Yeah, we could thank an awful lot of people, but we did recently celebrate some very specific people who helped us out this year. So our friends who received Volunteer Spirit Awards from the United Way this year, Leanne Andreessen from North Perth, Andrea Bernard from Stratford, Don Dingwall from St. Mary's, Tabitha Fisher from Godrich area, Wendy Haggett from South Huron, Susan Moffat, retiring from our board of directors, also from here in Stratford, and Patricia Smith, who was a volunteer who helped us in the Northern Huron area. And so we celebrate those folks along with our outgoing campaign chairs, Rob and Leslie Edney. I mean, what a heavy lift every year for all the volunteers involved in the United Way campaign.
Yeah, exactly. And when you spotlight something like that, that's Perth Huron. That's a big area that's covered, and to cover a big area, you need volunteers.
Absolutely. You know, in every community, we have volunteers that are helping us identify the social issues, raise money for the issues that we're working on, and everything in between. I'm so grateful for that.
All right. Do you want to do a shout out for the Onrush Music Festival that wrapped up recently?
Yeah, we're so grateful to the Tims, Tim Harrison and Tim Nichols from Onrush. Yes. We just did a nice little photo op with them the other day. They raised $2,304 through the Onrush Festival. Isn't that amazing?
Wow,
it's really
that
great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
wow,
we're giving a big
terrific
shout out to them. I mean, this is a great new you know, music festival for our community, and they decided to make sure that they were providing support for our Urgent Need Fund, which is, of course, a fantastic part of the work of the United Way does, that's available for people in our community who might be in a time of crisis. Maybe they need help to purchase food or a car repair, rent, groceries, whatever the thing might be. And it's accessible through our 211 line at any time of the day.
And let's talk about the Urgent Needs Fund.
Yeah, so as mentioned, you can access it through the 211 hotline 24 hours a day, and that is an easy way to call someone and ask for help. And so whether you're looking for money or you're looking for help to find a social service, always calling 211 is the best way to do it, and they operate our urgent need fund for us right there.
Okay, Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron. And Ryan, just before we let you go, again, just a look back at the campaign, because we raised record amounts, but you got pretty darn close.
Yeah, we did really well. Yeah, we did really well. We were at 94% when it was all said and done of our goal, which isn't quite where we wanted to be, but it is a record-setting amount, so we're really grateful for it. $2.346 million. I mean, it's just amazing, that we were able to raise that kind of money. You know, and so many people involved again that helped us to do that. And this year we were especially proud of the way that it worked because we had such a challenging economy, right? And so to see people step up and give generously this year again to allow us to help, thousands of people across our region is just incredible.
And volunteers are such a big part of this. Again, celebrating Volunteers Week. Again, Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron. PerthHuron.unitedway.ca is the website. Ryan, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.